Time to bring in Mike Kazi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you in Florida this morning?
Better than I'd be in New Jersey.
Well, it's actually pretty warm here this morning. It's 49 degrees.
Oh, I don't mean temperature-wise. I mean everything.
That's right. Well, you're going to move to Kentucky sooner or later, aren't you?
I don't know. Sooner or later, I'll eventually get there, but I'm going to have to make a pit stop down here first.
That's right. Okay. Well, that's not too bad of a pit stop.
Nope.
All right, so how did we do yesterday in the NFL?
I don't know. All my stuff's home.
Yeah, that's right. Well, all I know is that I watched a lot of football this weekend. I watched a lot of college football on Saturday.
Yeah, I watched some Saturday.
Anything surprise you in any of the games?
Yeah. Why did the Georgia coach go for it on fourth down when it was fourth and eight?
Fourth down in the middle of the field, like at the 40, and gave an offense they were having trouble stopping half a field to score. Unbelievable.
Wasn't it a tie game at that time?
Yes.
What the heck are you doing? I was out eating dinner at the time in a pretty big place, and there was a lot of rabid Georgia fans there. And when he punted, you would have thought like Pearl Harbor just got attacked. When he didn't punt.
Yeah.
It was just mind-boggling. I'm like, what is this guy thinking about?
I've got a good friend of mine, Kevin Belcastro, who lives down there. His son goes to Georgia, a big fan, and they were just devastated with that call.
Oh, that was ridiculous. I mean, that was your whole season.
Yeah.
That was your whole season right there.
Well,
and they're probably not going to get in the playoffs now, so, wow, that was just a bad, bad decision. And that's a game they should have never lost. They were up, I think it was 28-14. They should have never lost that game.
Yeah, well, it's just one of those decisions. Well, the top four have been decided for that Sunday.
When did they do that last night?
Yeah, Alabama is first, Clemson is second, Notre Dame is third, and fourth,
Oklahoma.
Yeah, Oklahoma. So Oklahoma.
I kind of thought Clemson should have jumped to Alabama.
Well, Oklahoma's going to just crush. Notre Dame.
They don't play Notre Dame.
Who would they? Oh, four. They play Alabama. Oh,
mm-hmm.
That should be a fun game to watch.
Clemson will crush Notre Dame.
Yeah, Georgia was number fifth, and Ohio State was number six. Yeah. So.
Wow, those kids from Georgia have to be sick.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
What a shame.
Oh, I tell you. Well, anyways, so that's that. We go to the NFL. And we'll check when you get back. We'll check and see what.
Yeah, I don't remember what team. I know we both had the same teams, but I don't remember who we had.
Yeah, the Giants won against Chicago.
Yeah, I saw that. I thought that was going to be another big choke.
Oh gosh, how Mike? You don't realize what happened up here in the Northeast. You know what happened in the Northeast?
What?
It was another Heidi game. The game ends and they're getting set to go to overtime. And what does Fox do? They force all the affiliates to take the game of the week.
No, they didn't do that here.
No, they did it in the Northeast. Boom, game's gone.
Down here you had the Tampa game on, of course, and then they went to the Green Bay game. Then they went to the Giant game, and they played all of the Giant game and then went to the Patriot game late.
Well, here they didn't do that. Why? Because the Patriots are New England. And so they considered.
Yeah, but that didn't happen here.
But it happened here, and it's just
when they flipped to the New England game down here, it was 7-0, and I think it was already 7 minutes gone in the game.
Well, it was just as well because it gave me a chance to just get away from the TV and stop throwing things. So that was fine. Now,
did they pull the end of the Giant game to go to the New England game?
Yep,
in New York.
In New York, in in our area. Yeah, unbelievable. Well, anyways,
man, that's a mess.
It saved a lot of angst. So the Giants now have the best record in New York football at 4-8.
That's not very much.
I know, 4-8. 4-8. Well, anyways. Hey, since the bye, they're 3-1.
Well, yesterday was a surprise.
Yeah, it's not a surprise, like you say. It's the NFL. Really, on any given Sunday, really, that is true. Teams, other teams can be other teams, but
well, well there was a surprise in the NFL. Mike McCarthy got fired.
Can you imagine that? 12 years as head coach, a Super Bowl, 9 playoff appearances.
He's 100. I think he was like 125-70.
Yeah, it was. He was like 120-77. I think it was something like
that. He only had 2 losing seasons last year and this year. Last year he didn't have Aaron Rodgers. This year Aaron Rodgers is hurt and he has nobody to throw to. How do you blame this guy for that?
Yeah, that was a big surprise. But it wasn't a surprise that the Washington Redskins picked up that Reuben Foster guy. We both said that was probably going to happen. Unbelievable. And the Redskins are playing the Eagles tonight.
Well, Mike McCarthy won't be out of job long. Yep. There's going to be a lot of places for him to get a job.
Yep.
One of them might be the Jets.
But they need something, boy. They're just the Jets, it's a strange situation. It just really is. It's almost like watching the Knicks of football. So anyway, who are you going to pick tonight? I'm going to, it's Redskins.
Who's playing Tennessee and who?
No, it's the Redskins and the Eagles.
I'll take the Eagles.
I've got to take the Eagles because I hate the Redskins.
Redskins have no quarterback.
Yeah. Speaking about no quarterback, how about Minnesota? They just look terrible.
Who'd they play yesterday?
They lost.
I was watching the game.
Well, they lost. Let's see, who'd they play? Let's see. I'll tell you.
Oh, they played New England.
They played New England. And what's his name? Looked terrible at quarterback, so.
Well, I thought Minnesota was going to win that game because New England looked dead. And then all of a sudden, New England flipped the switch and scored 2 touchdowns and put the game away. They played real well in the second half. And last night's game, Pittsburgh, man.
Yeah.
You know, that could be a place Mike McCarthy might land because that coach is going to get fired this year.
Yeah, they're just not in a weak division. They should be dominating that division, and they're not.
But look, I mean, they played down to Jacksonville. They should have lost that game. Yesterday they did lose. What are they, seven and four and one or seven and five, something like that.
Yeah,
that guy Tomlin's gone. He's going to get fired, and that would be a super spot for McCarthy to jump into.
All right. Anything else you want to talk about in sports?
No, that's about it.
All right. Now you're flying back today?
Yeah, this morning.
You should
11:45.
You should stay an extra day.
Hey, you never know. Maybe they might ask me to get bumped. If they get bumped, you know, then school's probably going to be closed Wednesday. That's when Bush's funeral is, right?
Yep.
Everything school, all schools close on Wednesday. So if I get the opportunity to get bumped, I'll stay till Wednesday.
All right. Well, I want you to.
I'll just have to call my neighbor and tell her to take care of the cat for another day and a half.
Have you been at the track at all since you've been down there?
The dog track, yeah.
All right.
The dog track, betting horses.
All right. That's
had
right.
Had a good day Saturday. I caught a couple of them big Navarro horses that were running in Gulfstream.
And you bet Navarro.
Of course, why not? I bet to win. I don't bet to lose.
That's right. All right. Hey, I'll bet I'll speak to you Monday morning. I mean tomorrow
Tuesday
morning.
Tuesday morning.
Tomorrow morning.
You got it.
All right, Mike, take care.
Take care, Marshall.
Mike Cossey, live from Florida, with our sports here on Robin Hood Radio.